Geek Radio Daily for, well, it's All Hallows Day.
It is.
Sure, it's the anti-Friday, but everyone yesterday was All Hallows Eve. You know it is Halloween. Lots of places went crazy and tried not to have it there because of the evil day it is, when this is actually All Hallows Day.
Ah.
Sorry, I just find that a little funny. We're the funny people, and we're the people that know how to party like a madman. That there's the Flintstress.
A girl so cool, she even has her own music.
Hear it all the time. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Some kind of weirdo?
Well,
no.
Well, in a good way. In a good way. So, box office results, a look at your geekified news, all that fun stuff is currently about to happen. Yes.
Well, let's take it back. Today in history, on this day in 1512, Michelangelo's ceiling paintings of the Sistine Chapel were first exhibited to the public. Kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
People had to get up early and camp out and get in line.
Because they were...
like at the movies,
I see what you know, tents and stuff. 1834, the first published reference to the game of poker described it as a Mississippi riverboat game.
Mm-hmm. In 1848, the Boston Female Medical School, the first medical school for women, opened with an enrollment of 12.
Cheerleaders. Yeah, it's enough for 1873. Uh-huh. The doctor leaders. 1873, barbed wire was invented by Joseph F. Glidden because, you know, hey, I don't need just a fence. I need something that's going to hurt some damn body if they want to climb it.
Ouch. In 1879, the electric lamp was patented by Edison.
In 1896, the first woman's bare breast appeared in National Geographic magazine, and that's why they've been around as long as they have.
Uh-huh. In 1897, the new Library of Congress opened in D.C.
1914, New York debutante Mary Jacobs invented a lightweight bra using ribbons and a couple of handkerchiefs. Not knowing the value of her invention, she sold the rights a few years later for a mere $15,000.
To Victoria? Was that her secret that she ripped off Mary?
Victoria is Victor and bought it from Mary.
In 1923, Goodyear bought the rights to manufacture Zeppelin dirigibles.
1939, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer made his first appearance in literature when the saga of him and his shiny nose was told for the first time in a promotional pamphlet for Chicago department store. Because he's a commercial, kids.
But and a beloved figure.
Because he's cute.
creepy, in 1959, a plastic face mask was first used in a professional hockey game for the first time.
Of course, Monument to Day in History, 1982, the Playboy Channel was launched. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And, it's controversial in the time. Oh, my God. You would think hardcore pornography was coming
was
to cable.
Still before it did. Pay-per-view or whatever, wasn't it?
It was still a pay channel, yeah. Yes.
In 93.
With blurry lines.
The Maastricht Treaty took effect, formally establishing the European Union.
Oh, okay. The last thing I had was like 1990. Sandra Miller got $100 million. Was awarded $100 for Mike Tyson fondling her breast. Does that say $100? Really?
I don't know. I cut that one out.
That doesn't make any sense. It
doesn't.
Okay. Maybe that's why I kept it there, because it doesn't make any sense.
Because
Mike Tyson's got...
You should pay more for that.
I would think so.
$100,000 maybe.
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 Possibly. Birthdays?
Well, I had Mary-Kate Shellhart is 32. She's Barbara in Apollo 13. She was in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
She was Ellen in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Right.
Yes. Toni Collette's 38. Tara in The United States of Tara. Cheryl in Little Miss Sunshine.
Jenny McCarthy is 38. 94 is the Playmate of the Year, and she's in host of Singled Out. She was pretty funny in Basketball.
There you go. Basketball, absolutely. Larry Flint, 68, magazine publisher. Of course, Hustler, the one he's best known for. And taking on the Supreme Court and Jerry Falwell.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
Being portrayed by Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. Marsha Wallace is 68, the voice of Mrs. Krabappel on The Simpsons.
Yeah,
and
right.
She was also on The Bob Newhart Show.
Poor another. Oh no, she was Carol, not Emily. Robert Foxworth, 69. He's probably
69. Dude.
Yep. He was Chase on Falcon Crest. I know this because my mom watched it all the time. But he was also the voice of Ratchet in the Transformers movie, The real one, kids.
Barbara, I guess you say Balsan, maybe 71.
Sure.
She was in Murder One and also on Hill Street Blues.
Betsy Palmer, 84. Mrs. Voorhees in Friday the 13th. Sure, she was Virginia Bullock. But come on, she's Mrs. Voorhees.
Jason's
not
mom.
Slandy, forget
Jason's
that.
Jason's mom had got it going on. No.
Oh, God. Well, then, I don't know what else to say there.
On CBS, we have their normal lineup, How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, 2.5 Men, Mike and Molly, and Hawaii 5-0.
A
all
Navy
new.
SEAL takes hostages.
Ooh,
Navy SEALs. SEALs. NBC tonight on Chuck, it's Chuck versus the First Flight. It's a rogue mission. And then it's the women of SNL.
Yeah, retrospective of all the women who have made a difference in the last 35 years on SNL. ABC has Dancing with the Stars Live and a new castle called Almost Famous. I am a golden god.
Tonight on the CW to new 90210, Ivy decides to tell Dixon the truth, and a new Gossip Girl is on as well.
Fox has the World Series. Baseball is on, if you care about that.
AMC American Movie Classics, Red Planet, which is not a movie classic by any stretch of the imagination.
Nope. On FX, another not-classic, Spider-Man 3.
Comedy Central, not a classic, but better than Spider-Man 3, I would say a superhero movie. It was a step in the right direction for parody movies and then took its feet back off the path into the nasty horribleness.
That's true. Sci-Fi has a new episode of Scare Tactics entitled Life's a Witch.
What? Better watch yourself. Turner Classic Movies tonight will be showcasing the films of Thomas Edison. Because Thomas Edison helped make movies, including a version of Frankenstein, which was the first one ever made.
Huh. On Spike, they have The Phantom Menace, Episode 1.
TV Land tonight will be showing Stripes, which damn well should have and could have been a TV series. Because you could have done, like, just week after week of different Jodies with them marching.
Okay.
Awesome.
FMC has Author, followed by The Paper Chase.
Cartoon Network with a new episode of Mad on this evening. It's a fun time. You should really try it. But, of course, we tonight shall be watching that their Lifetime Television for Women. Because a magazine editor secretly works as an advice columnist at night. Poppy Montgomery and Adam Kaufman are lying to be perfect.
You've got mail.
Like a what?
So I've been in mourning since Alessandra told us Capricorn was canceled a couple of days ago. I've been in hiding. Guess it's time to find a new female Hollywood obsession after the GQ cover with Lea Michele and a few shots on the inside of that issue. I think the annoying Glee character is my new Hollywood crush. Oh, and ever notice how Jim Parsons' ears are? Why didn't he play Spock instead of Zachary Quinto?
Or just another, Vulcan on the ship. Could have been nice.
That's from Ryan. I know, right? Caprica. What's good? And so, sure, put all the Glee ladies and a couple of guys in some underwear and put it into GQ. And sure, yeah.
Sure. Fun, equal fun opportunities for all.
GRD host WBF et al. Here it is. Sunday is day one of the week. Then the second day is anti-Friday. The third day is not Monday. And as King Mongkut of Siam would say, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Very similar to learning names of the days in Latin, Vulcan, or Klingon. This is Giardin, Giardish, Geody Slavic, or Geek Radio Dailyisms. So until we get the Geek Radio Nation start speaking in tongues, make mine geekradiodaily.com. Still love that bell. That's from Rob. P.S. I'm about 4 hours away, so compared to Pipland, New Zealand, I am close. Well, yes, indeed.
That's true.
If you'd like to drop a note, please do. We read them all over the place. Those weekly shows. Do we ever make fun of them? No, we never make fun. Drop them to the podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Monday's Look at Your Box offers results, and your Geekified News is coming up this, All Hallows Day, Anti-Friday, Geek Radio Daily.
In 2005, the Crackune and the bloggers were banned by a web administrator for spam they didn't send. These men promptly created their own website in the cyberspace underground. Today, still wanting a place to discuss their fandom, they survive as bloggers of sci-fi. If you have a favorite show or movie, if no one else can understand you, and if you can type J-O-N-J-A on your keyboard, maybe you can find Janja.net. At Janja.net, you can find discussions and reviews in sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and everything in between, as well as exclusive interviews with some of your favorite celebrities and filmmakers. Join our forums now and subscribe to the Janja.net podcast. Everything is free. And everything is fun. We'll see you online at Janja.net.
Hello there, boys and girls. This is Robert Llewellyn. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily. How absolutely extraordinary. You must all be so clever.
Are clever.
Way to be clever, yo. Welcome. Welcome to a brand new flipping month. November 1st.
Yeah.
End of the year, fast approaching. But we still have time to go to the movies.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
Some movies did. Well, comparatively speaking, guess we should look at it.
Yeah. Well, number 10 was last week's number 25. And they must have, you know, had a wider release. I think it went out to a lot more theaters. That was Conviction, made $1.8 million. It was up 502% from the last week.
Wow.
So,
that's,
yeah.
This movie's doing gangbusters.
Made a total of $2.3 million on a budget of $12.5 million, though. So I don't know.
There you go.
Number nine, last week's number nine as well was The Town, made another $1.9 million. Number eight, last week's number seven, Life as We Know It, put up another $4 million. That's made $43 million. So, and The Town has made $87 million. So, I mean, some movies are still doing well. Seven, last week, number five, The Social Network is still hanging around, made another $4.7 million. And number six, also last week's number six, Secretariat,
that
made another
kid just won't quit.
$5 million, made a total of almost $45 million.
Number five, last week's number four, Clint Eastwood's Hereafter, making $6.3 million.
Starring Matt Damon.
Was so not ready for that. Oh, I don't even know. I don't even have it. That's awesome. Well, okay. Just imagine that you said it. It's cool.
I said it.
That's fantastic. $22 million on a budget of 50. Number four last week's two, Jackass 3D, $8.4 million. $101 million in 3 weeks and a budget of 20.
Wow.
Thanks, America. Number three, last week's number three, holding in. Red finally made its budget back. $10.8 million this week gives it $58.9. It's a budget of $58 million, so woohoo. Then number two movie in America was last week's number one, Paranormal Activity 2, $16.5. Total of 65 in 2 weeks on a budget of three, which means this year Saw outdid it. The number one movie in America
All
is
right.
Saw 3D, making $22.5 million, technically making $24 million for that early midnight
yeah.
release thing. A budget of $20 million, so it's already made its money back. So I'm sure, like they promised us, this will be the last
I'm
one.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Make sure you turn your Xbox on before you leave, or wait five more minutes when you go to play it tonight, because the new update is there, like right now. It's the one that they told us about in an email, if you got your email. Of course, this is the one that gives you full, complete Kinect support, because that's coming out in just a few days. But also add some new stuff for Zune Music, and the ESPN programming comes to the dashboard as well. The graphical interface kicks in, the revamped avatars, and different search capabilities for Netflix.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh.
So all of that stuff, you'll see it, like, it's going to take about 5 to 10 minutes to download, depending on your internet
speed.
You
know, evil corporation, this and that. But it's nice when a company listens and makes a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Change is good.
I've got some interesting news.
Change I can believe in.
Well, NASA has been challenging companies and clubs to come up with ideas about laser beam power. Now, we're talking about
Lasers.
A small, pint-sized helicopter, but it got its energy and hovered for 12 hours straight. Its energy comes from a laser beam. So, I mean, they're just... They're
normally, those things last 5 minutes, but
you've
got to recharge it for 2 hours.
I mean, that's the endurance record for a laser-powered hovering, but it looks like a toy or a UFO, but it's a quadricopter prototype for a new generation of mini-drones designed for military use. So, I mean, it's just kind of interesting to think about what we're working on, and, you know, it was kind of boring just watching it fly for 12 hours, but we're, you know, we're making progress in alternate energy and kinds of interesting new technology. So be on the lookout. If you see a mini helicopter, it could be the government.
So shocker that, I assume someone else is working on it, but these people decided to tell you about it, that they're going to try to make Brainstorm come true. I mean, Dreamscape come true. I mean, Inception come true. What they're going to do is start recording people's dreams. Sure.
What?
Why not? Researchers now, they're getting some people they can experiment on so they can start putting electrodes in their head to start reading the waves, the patterns of dreams. They want to be able from brainwaves start to figure out and translate that to dreams. Now, they can't do it, but just so you know, somebody's doing this.
Someone's working
okay?
on it. Yikes.
Somebody's working on being able to record dreams. For what purpose? To play them back later? Dreams don't make any sense. 1 minute you're falling off a cliff, the next minute you're walking in a mall. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Just keep floating. Just keep dreaming.
Wow.
Just keep dreaming. Sure.
Don't dream it, be it.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, speaking of sci-fi-esque stuff.
Sure.
Right, researchers have actually been working on, you know, you think about these movies where they have organs and you can buy organs and you can easily get transplants and they can just grow them artificially and they work just fine in a human body. Well, researchers have actually grown really small versions of livers that could be
I
translated
shall call him mini
into
liver.
Mini liver. They're tiny. I mean, like walnut size.
Chopped liver.
They were sowing seeds of human cells onto scaffolds derived from animal livers. And they actually were growing. Now, they haven't tried to, you know, grow them into full size and transplant them into humans or anything yet, but scientists are also on it, you know? So they're working on interpreting dreams and turning them into sci-fi stuff. And same thing with kind of genetic engineering. It's just really interesting and cool.
Okay. So Ryan and all the rest of you out there who are bummed out about Caprica, well, Alessandro says don't give up because, of course, like with anything nowadays, there's a fan movement to try to save a show that's been canceled.
Yay, let's save Caprica.
So, of course, you know, for For Jericho, it was the peanuts. For Roswell, it was the little Tabasco sauce. Well, for, it's got to be the apple, right? It's got to be the apple.
Oh, yeah, like in all the posters.
For Battlestar Galactica. And, of course, a lady that runs the Save Caprica movement, she also suggests something that, since it's all about, you know, money, the dollar cha-ching, because apparently the numbers aren't there, but, so let's throw the money. She says, let's go buy something, sci-fi apparel, and stitch the STO symbol on it and mail it to them. To go see, we'll buy stuff if you give us our show back.
Ah.
Now, you know, that might work, because they absolutely are going to understand the dollar sign, because that's just the way those guys
work. That's true. That is true.
It might work. You know, this has all happened before.
And this will all happen again.
Geek Radio Daily. Make sure you drop by. Hang out at that Facebook page. You'll learn all kinds of cool things. Speaking of Battlestar Galactica, how about a mod for a game you know and love? And would love to play more of as Battlestar Galactica. GRD is licensed to Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. And drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Clinton, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Did you know that a young boy drowned the year before those two others were killed? The counselors weren't paying any attention. They were making love while that young boy drowned. His name was Jason. I was working the day that it happened, preparing meals. Here, I was the cook. Jason should have been watched every minute. He wasn't a very good swimmer.
I don't understand.
You see, Jason was my son, and today is his birthday.